There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you all along. Another hour here on this Friday. Thank you. Last hour, best of, back in studio here this hour. Lots to talk about. Phone number, text line, 343-0106. We'll get in these stories coming up in just a second. First up, though, I want y'all to say hello to my friend Larry Kirby at LCM and get us ready for the weekend, Larry, with, I'm sure, some inventory to discuss.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you'll enjoy this one. We just got in a regular cab Ram 5.7 Hemi, well under average miles. It's got the SLT, the sport package. I mean, it's decked out. And then we got a mom-and-pop car. Everybody's been looking for a mom-and-pop car. We got a 2007 Mercury, 2008 Mercury Grand Marquis with only 70,000 miles on it, leather. I mean, it's just... The lady that drove it in said it kind of floats down the road.
Love it. All right. And that's just, I mean, that's some sampling of the inventory, but people can check out the inventory in person. How do they find you online and in the real world?
They can come and see us at the corner of Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, a couple items here I want to get through, and we could. I've seen some people on the text line here, so we could talk about last hour, but that was a rerun of a show I had earlier in the week. Some of the new stuff I do want to talk about the I mentioned it yesterday, the Lafayette Square story here. Remember that we were all told by mainstream media that it was President Trump ordering the protesters cleared from Lafayette Square so we could go do the photo op. Remember how that went down? Now, more on that story that shows, and it was actually a contractor there that was putting up a fence that called for it to be cleared. So there's that. You know, we could put that in the mix. Also, just a side note, you hear about the discussion. I don't know if you have. I end up hearing about it in some national news, the homeless situation in Los Angeles, California, really all around California. But you got Los Angeles, and San Francisco has a big issue. What they're reporting now, this is what the cost it is. The city of Los Angeles is doing these tent cities, right? Doing tent cities for the homeless there. They're getting a bad deal. We'll talk about what the city of Los Angeles is paying per tent per month. I know property prices are high. I know that Los Angeles is not L.A. like Lower Alabama, but wait till you hear this number. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. And it is a Friday, so and I see that Ricky has been holding on, and I'm back in studio, so let's do this. We'll get our weekend kicked off with a discussion with Ricky from Mobile. Hey, man.
What's going on, Sean?
It's a Friday, man, so what do you got on a Friday?
Well, number one is... people got to realize the vaccine rollout is not a vaccine. It's an mRNA medical device that's going. It's going to unleash the 72 toxins that's in you, a spike protein. It's a bioweapon, and we can prove it. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Yeadon. Dr. Yeadon's a head Pfizer vice president, retired, but he's coming out telling us. I'm getting all my information from them, so mm-hmm. This is not coming from my ideas.
Okay, can
and
I
I'm
ask you something?
Y'all,
can I ask you something?
Doing this because the dollar's dead. In 2001, we went busted. Okay, The globalists know if they can kill the dollar, they can take over our country and kill us. They bought up Republicans and Democrats. They're both working for the Rothschilds.
Okay.
We're under
attack from China. Right.
And I'm telling y'all, this is a military coup going against the whole country.
Take a breath. Take a breath. Ricky, take a breath. So first of all, and I also work for all those same groups. This question about the vaccine, it makes people, the story out there is it makes people, there's metal in it or something, they magnetize, right, if they have the vaccine? So
yeah, that's increased make it more infectious. After they get the vaccine, when they start shedding, they're going to be infectious and make it spread. You ain't even got to be around
But what about the magnet? What about the magnet? Hold on.
If you've got the vaccine and you're around them, then they can literally DNA.
Ricky, back to the magnet thing. So that you're supposed to be able to take metal to the people that have had the vaccine, right, and put like a key up there or whatever, and it'll magnetize to them. But there was a lady that was claiming that the other day, and the stuff, safety pin and all that kept falling off of her. Now, just help me here, because I can do this. I can do a couple things. Right now, I could probably take, let me see, I got a key in here, and I could stick it to my forehead because I've been outside.
You're just distracting me from the truth.
No, and then what if I can put
really
a new...
Working. I'm just telling you what's in the vaccine.
I'm distracting you from the truth, Ricky?
Go to the pharmacist and ask them what's in the vaccine. They can't
Magnets.
Tell you because they're hiding
Magnets.
The information from it.
Because they're getting paid too, right? Everybody at every CVS and Walgreens and local pharmacy...
killed billions of people.
They're all paid off.
Moderna's killed billions of people. They've settled out lawsuits. Pfizer settled out.
Billions of people.
All of them have. Johnson & Johnson. All of them have killed millions of people and settled out for billions of dollars, and they're doing it to us again.
Okay.
It's a scam. The vaccine thing is the biggest scam. Big Pharma is the biggest scam this country's ever seen, and they're using it. The globalists are using it to take us down because they're gonna take over our country if we don't stop them.
Is it a scam?
It's about Democrats and Republicans. It's about them taking over us if we let them.
Okay. So this scam, the scam works this way. What? That they pay off, I'm paid off, everybody in government's paid off, everybody at every...
paid off.
Hold on, Ricky. It's my turn. My turn. Be quiet. So I'm paid off. The media's paid. As a member of the media, I'm paid off. I don't know what I'm getting, but I'd like it to be a raise. But you're telling me that every pharmacist and every pharmacy tech at every pharmacy in America, every local pharmacy, every Walgreens, every CVS out there, they're all getting a check. Is that right?
I don't know, Sean. You sure
said
are pushing
it.
The vaccine. You sure are taking up for the Democrats. You sure are playing the other side and making sure that, you cover up. You know, Tiffany Dover got killed on live TV in Alabama, a head nurse in Alabama. Hank Aaron got killed, taking a shot 2 weeks later. Marvin Hagler, they're hiding the deaths. They're hiding the children. I watched a kid bleed out from his eyes and die on video.
Where'd you get that?
From the vaccine.
And by the way, Tiffany Dover did not die from the COVID-19 vaccine. She didn't die.
They hiding that, Sean. They come in and bought her off, paid her $1 million to hunt
she
it up.
She fainted, and she's still alive.
They even moved out of the house. We tried to find them. We can't even find them.
She is
they'll
alive.
They'll find our politicians off left and right.
But
and
she's alive.
And they're paying them big-time money, big pharma hospitals. Doctors that are selling out for this are going to be tried and hung for what they're doing.
Hung. So they're bringing hanging back, right? Not that's what they're going to do. You told me
Sean,
guillotines before.
You try to twist it, brother. God is going to get you, Sean.
You told
if you
me.
Don't stop working for the devil, you are going to hell and burn. And all the covering up you did for Roy Moore, you destroyed that man, and he was one of the best God-sent judges a country could ever have.
What did
y'all
I do to Roy Moore?
Up there.
What did I do to Roy
you
Moore?
You destroy anybody that don't side with you, Sean.
What did I do to Roy Moore?
Tell me
specifically.
Yeah.
What did I do?
I don't even remember how you twisted everything. I'm telling you, I know you hated Roy Moore. I know you hated
how?
And you side with whoever you know you like or whoever you don't, or they paying you off, I don't know. But by God, we need to all wake up because I promise you, it's about the money. The dollar is dead. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do.
How dead is the dollar?
Joe Biden.
How dead is the dollar?
We don't know Trump, the election wasn't stolen. We watched it, and then we were called criminals after going to the White House and,
Did you go to the White House? Were you there on January 6th?
No, I wish I could have been, though.
So I got a question, though. If the dollar's dead, how? I mean, is it going to be? Because I agree that they are inflating it and crumbling from the bottom. I agree with you there. That's, you know, the financial policy.
Thing,
but hold on. So would you bring me $1,000 cash here? If is it worth nothing? Would you?
Well, right now,
I got to fill the boat up this weekend.
As soon as they got to move the interest rate up. As soon as they start moving the interest rate up, every millionaire will be as busted as we are. Everybody is going down with this. The NFL is going down. Everybody's tied that dollar is going bankrupt. That's why the NFL adopted the gay thing, because they were forced to submit to it. The colleges are forced to submit to the vaccine, the rollout. They're all tied to the money.
But how is that gay? How's the gay thing? Wait. So the gay thing, but the vaccine. How does the gay thing,
the NFL took, the gay Gestapo took over the NFL in sports. They're making our women, like transvestite. You know, when you take a trans drag queen and bring them up to your first graders and teach them how to be a queer or a lesbian, I guarantee you, that's the epitome of evil. And that's what we're, as a country,
what does this have to do with the NFL?
At.
I agree.
That's what we need to repent of and turn from this week, because Satan is having his will with these billionaires and trillionaires.
But they're all busted, Ricky. All the billionaires and trillionaires and gazillionaires are going to be busted, right?
Yes, there's an elite club up top, son. If you ain't in that top pyramid, then all you bottom Freemasons, y'all going to be killed right along with everybody.
No, that's right. I forgot. I'm a free...
The kill shot to the military. They tried to give it to the police. They're trying to give it to our health workers. And we know it's a mRNA medical device.
That makes you a magnet.
It's not FDA approved.
That makes you a magnet.
Huh?
And lets you stick metal things to your body and they don't fall off, right?
Well, you always trying to sidetrack, ain't you, Sean?
I'm just coming back to the initial question.
That's why I don't let you twist things.
Of course you don't.
And I hope people see through 106.5.
Yes.
We need to get these...
You got me on the ropes.
Fake Republicans off our radio in Alabama, period.
That's right.
You're the leading core, buddy.
That's right. And I need the vacation time. So you're going to lead that protest?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, have you stuck anything to yourself lately? Anything, Ricky? All right, well, good. Gets us ready for the weekend. Because I'm going to do some videos over the weekend because I can take a spoon and I can stick it to my nose. And I have not been vaccinated and I could stick a spoon to my nose. So what are you going to do there? Is that a shocker to Ricky that I'm the only person here that hasn't been vaccinated? But I probably have, but one of those big bags of devalued, which I actually agree with, money coming from the trilateral Bilderberger Freemason group that keeps me quiet. Listen, I'll tell you, if you got some bribery here, you can get, you could actually, through the brand new app, which, by the way, have I mentioned, the FM Talk 106.5 app, now available on iTunes or Google Play, if you're Apple or Android user. Dalton, can we add a button to where you could press? Because we have a button where you can text the station, call the station, leave a voicemail for the station, check the schedule, grab podcast news, all that kind of stuff. But one button that would just like Venmo me money to say things or not certain things. Can we do that? Like as I'm talking, I could have a thing open here and it could be like, what is the thing where the, OnlyFans. It's like an OnlyFans, and while I'm doing the show, if you want me to change my opinion on something, you just got to put lots of coins in there. And I'll change my opinion. That's how it works. So, I mean, it's just put your money in, and we'll go from there. All right. All right. We'll get to the other calls when we come back. 343-0106, 343-0106. It's FM Talk 106.5. It's Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Friday style. Y'all say hello to my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, how are we doing today, Sean?
I'm good, man. It's Friday. There's some sun between the clouds and got a weekend ahead. And let's talk about this. As people kind of look around the world and go, money, money, money. What does money mean? What is a dollar worth? What should I do to hedge? If somebody is a first-time precious metals buyer, just like I was all those years ago, kind of walk them through what that process is like with y'all, how you, because you educated me, you gave me an education before I even bought the first piece of silver.
Well, it's one of those things that's been fascinating to me because so many of us are really becoming more knowledgeable about economics because of all this crazy stuff that's going on all around the world with cryptocurrencies, with economies collapsing, with dollars collapsing, with inflation. And a lot of people want to learn how to hedge all of that by investing in precious metals like gold and silver. And it's pretty simple. You come into the shop. We're right here in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. We can talk about your game plan. You know, do you want to have X amount of cash converted into gold and silver? Or are you thinking things are going to get really ugly and we need to barter and trade, you know, to have food and the all the necessities and stuff we need to survive? Well, we have options and plans for you no matter which direction you're going, and you're not alone. There's a lot of people really worried, thinking every which direction on this stuff. So you walk in, you look at what you want, you lay your money on the counter, you pick up your stuff, and you walk out the door. It can be that incredibly simple. You know, we have 1 ounce silver in stock, 1 ounce gold in stock. We have tons of product available and lots of knowledge to help you learn.
All right. Let's talk about how we find you in the real world and online and on the radio.
Of course, yeah. Midtown, 2204 Government Street, right in between Little Flower Catholic Church and Whataburger. You can find us online, mobilebaycoins.com. You can also find us on Instagram and on Facebook. Open up boxes of gold and silver, all that cool stuff as it comes in. If you want to listen to us and maybe learn a little bit, check us out on the website with Two Guys and Some Change or here in the real world, FM Talk 106.5, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Hey, thanks, Angelo. We'll see you soon.
You have a great weekend, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Go check them out. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, too, with the precious metals. Those open L knives, if you're looking for Father's Day gifts, they are a home run. All right, I had some other stories I wanted to get, but I'm going to go back to Scotty's text here. Actually, I'm going to go back to a lot of y'all's text, the ones I can read. Just a side note here on the newscast there from WKRG. Scotty comments, how is it the best description of this guy is a man not wearing pants? While it should make him easy to pick out of a crowd, he should happen to put some pants on. It could be anybody. And Scotty, that's the genius disguise of breaking into vehicles with no pants on. I think, though, Scotty, I would challenge you, though, and say it may be a good thing, because the story, Mobile police say Chester Rogers, 57, was arrested last night for breaking into a car and stealing things. Things. According to a police report, Rogers broke into the victim's car while not wearing any pants. No pants. Sans culottes, and took different items. Police later found Rogers, which why didn't they capitalize his last name then? Found Rogers and took him into custody. Rogers is charged with breaking and entering a motor vehicle and indecent exposure there for the assist. Scotty, I would argue I would rather have the people. So I had my truck broken into a year and a half ago or so. Got lots of stuff. And because the dude had pants on, he could carry that stuff, right? He could carry the loot away. I think it's better to have our vehicle thefts done by people that don't have pockets. I mean, they might have that little the cigarette pocket up there on the T-shirt, right? The smokes pocket, which is now just for show. It's like a vesticle. You think about that for a second for T-shirt. You know, T-shirt. I like T-shirts with the little pocket on the front. I dig those because I'll put other stuff in there. But, I mean, that was like back in the day. It's where people put their smokes. Right there, and it's a vestigial representation of where we were 20 years ago. It'll be around on T-shirts, but the reasoning for it will be lost on all of us, right? You time to have vestigial tails on people, some kind of representation of where there was a tail, you know, like a nub or something. In the right, that's what that is in a T-shirt. A hearkening back to times gone by. But this dude had no pants on. So, yes, Scotty, I'm with you on that. All right. Coming right back. I appreciate all the different texts here about Ricky and maybe some of your prognoses, right? prognosis about Ricky. We might read a few of these. And I want to get to this, how much it costs to rent a tent in Los Angeles as well. All straight ahead. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
So, a couple notes here, too. Speaking of the outdoor show, which reminded me to remind you, today, day one of the World Championship Turkey Culling Contest. That's going down at the Convention Center. Also, tomorrow, with that details, just search for the World Championship Turkey Culling Contest on Facebook. Just make sure you look for Mobile for this year. It'll give you the lineup there. Pretty cool stuff. And the other part of this is the app, if I haven't mentioned that. Pretty darn excited about the app. If y'all want to go download it right now or when you get a chance over the weekend, if you got an Apple phone, go to iTunes. You got an Android phone, go to Google Play. But just make sure to not put a decimal point between the 6 and the 5 because it seems to confuse them on the app names. So it's FM Talk 106.5. So no point, just FM TALK, number 1, number 0, number 6, number 5. And just look for FM Talk 106.5 in the App Store or you know, iTunes or Google Play, and download it there. Check it out. Take it with you this weekend. And like, if you got any questions on the features, hey, we can talk about that next week. We'll give you hey, did you see this? Did you see this? Kind of walk you through it. All right. Before I go any further, and lots of great text. I read every one of them, and I enjoy that. I will say that Sherry is tempting me. Maybe I'll fall for this. That should fix it where people can buy stars on the app. Okay. Sherry is tempting, but I think what Sherry's doing, because she knows me well, that she wants me to go off into a rant. And I'm not. I'm ranted out. Kind of getting, you know, the 5 o'clock somewhere feeling here. But so I'll say it this way. I won't rant. I'll say the brilliance of Rocky Moselle and the Star Registry. If you look for entrepreneurial spirit, he's got it. Now, is he a scam artist? Most likely, yes. But he figured out that he could get people who had no other idea what to buy dad for Father's Day or mom for Mother's Day or somebody for a birthday. They can go buy them a star. Now, they can't travel to the star, and he'd probably sell that same star multiple times. But in his patent office there, he'll register that name for that star. You know that one right up there in the sky? It's a heck of a hustle. Speaking, listen to this. Dalton, prepare yourself for this transition, this pivot here. A heck of a hustle is what's going on in Los Angeles. Here's the headline here. The headline is the high cost of Los Angeles homeless camp raises eyebrows and questions. Now, this story is coming from NPR, so you know it's got nothing but a left lean on it that your tax dollars pay for. But even with that, even with all those things considered, listen to this story. Even the people at NPR are like, what? In Los Angeles, city officials grappling with an ongoing homelessness crisis have turned to an idea that for decades was politically unpopular and considered radical. A government-funded tent encampment. Other cities, including San Francisco, Seattle, and Tampa, Florida, have opened similar programs in recent years, but the high public cost of Los Angeles' first sanctioned campground has come out to equal $2,600 per tent per month. That would be, y'all, $2,600 per tent per month. They're not even particularly fancy. The regular dome tents, right? Some of them have their rain flies deployed in this picture. Some do not. Some are enjoying the breeze in their urban outdoorsman setting. So $2,600 per tent per month. This is the best example of how governments overspend. Even though it's like smaller chunks, but this is how it happens. So the campsite opened in late April on a fenced-in parking lot beside the 101 freeway. Or as they call it there, I'm sure, the 101, in East Hollywood. The lot-turned-campground can accommodate about 70 tents. 70. They've got thousands of homeless here. 70 tents. in 12 by 12 foot spots marked by white squares painted on the asphalt. On a recent afternoon, the site was nearly full. A row of porta potties stood alongside the camp, and the program also provided showers, three meals a day, and 24-hour security. From what? From like it would be from theft or okay? Campers get entered into the county's database for matching unhoused people with social services and housing resources. It's meant to corral the tents and cobble together structures that currently stand on parks and on sidewalks and below freeway overpasses while providing homeless people with services and potential stepping stones to permanent homes. And once again, the idea of them trying to do something in Los Angeles to not have the homeless folks in like private property in front of businesses, all those things, I'm for getting them connected with people that can help them moving forward to transition out of that lifestyle. I'm for it. I'm for all these things. Can you do better than $2,600 per tent per month? Obviously not in Los Angeles. It's a tent, y'all. According to a report by city administrators, the new East Hollywood campground costs approximately $2,663 per participant per month. That's higher than what a typical one-bedroom apartment rents for in the city. There we go. There we go. Government has figured out how to make a tent cost more than a one-bedroom apartment. And that's in Los Angeles. While the per tent cost covers services, meals, sanitation, and staffing, some are concerned that the city's investing too much in short-term Band-Aids over a long-term solution. Yeah, if y'all are going to spend $2,663 per participant per month, probably build something. I'm just saying. Just saying. They then quote here, city controller Ron Galerpin, LA's primary budget watchdog, says that while the East Hollywood camping pilot is expensive, doing nothing also costs a lot of money. Yeah, put them in an apartment. Said, when people are on our sidewalks, it's already costing us money in terms of public safety, police, fire, emergency services, paramedic, sanitation, street services, hospitals, jails. Those things are true. All those things he's saying are true. But can't you do better? I mean, y'all, these aren't even like the family tent, you know, with the main vestibule and the vestibule and then the side one for mom and dad and the kids have the other one. Not that one with the extended porch thing. No, there's just a regular dome tent. Looks like a four-person, which you know in tents, right? In the tent world, whatever they tell you the occupancy of that tent, or have, you know, the size, it's a four-person, that means two. Two-person means one. Eight-person means four. That's tent ease, if you don't speak it. So, yep, they said the program isn't meant to last. Technically, it's a pilot program scheduled to wind down by the end of the year. What are they going to do then? So, well, you've got some better ideas. You can get it done for a little bit less. Maybe head west, young man or young woman, and help out the city of Los Angeles. All right, coming right back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.